Hello and welcome to episode 8 of Just Keep Writing,
a podcast for writers by writers to keep you writing.
I'm Marshall.
And I'm Nick.
I feel like it's been a while, buddy.
Maybe a whole 3 minutes, eh?
Oh, I love podcast time. So podcast time is hilarious because if you listen to podcasts, there are certain podcasts, you know, they will sit and record. There's some of the podcasts I was telling you the other week where they were from Australia. Remember we were talking about dialogue and stuff? And they record a certain type of comedy podcast. So they will record probably 4 to 6 episodes in a sitting, right? There's some other podcasts to listen to that will basically come out and say, okay, we don't have a lot of time in the next couple of weeks. We're going to record 2 episodes in a row. I'm going to put it on Front Street and say, we are 3 minutes in between episodes 7 and 8 right now. And we are recording episode 8 because I'm on vacation currently, if you are hearing this right now.
Which is okay. Totally fine.
Which is totally fine. Which we have the type of show we can do that. We just came off a great conversation talking about how we got started, how we pants, how we outline, how we write. So we're not going to have too many announcements, housekeeping things up front. This episode might be a little shorter. Keep in mind, episode 7, we talked quite a bit about some of the events we're coming up. You have Futurescapes. We both have San Diego Comic-Con coming up and that kind of thing. So
I currently, as this episode's coming out, will be sitting in a Futurescapes class, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. And I will be at Disney. Celebrating my 40th birthday, my friend. Some of us are getting older than you, like a lot older.
You better get a mint.
Like by like almost.
You better get me a mint julep while you're there. You ain't got to.
I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna drink a lot while I'm there. I'm just gonna tell you that right now.
Disneyland doesn't serve alcohol.
Disney California Adventure does.
What?
And so does Downtown Disney. I pretty much drink all day long.
Where are you staying, by the way?
So it's going to be great. Embassy Suites, actually. The first time that I've stayed at Embassy Suites South in Anaheim, it's like a mile away, which is a little farther than I'm used to. But I think the amenities and stuff will be a nice balance. And like I said, I went through Costco this year, travel company, because there's a Costco near me now. So that worked out kind of nice. We got an extra room night free, so it'll offset any Ubers we got to take or whatever. So it'd be fun.
I think I need to look at Costco now for my travel.
Costco travel's pretty legit, man. Pretty legit.
I think I might be booked for the year.
Yeah, you might be done vacationing.
Yeah, and like I haven't gone on one yet. I just know.
You just have planned them?
I'm taking, shoot, man. Weeks. I'm taking, by the end of the year, I'll take an entire month off of work days.
But I'll tell you what, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you deserve it.
Oh, you're so sweet and kind.
Yep. I'm going to just say it right now. All our listeners can hear, I feel like you deserve this vacation. These multitude of vacations / conferences / learning / bettering yourself as a writer, sir.
So, I mean,
I talk for a living. I could do this all day.
I love it. No, I love it. For all you listeners out there who don't know my story, and I guess I'll divulge a little bit.
Please.
Because, you know, we don't have any announcements because it's Discord's probably popping.
Yeah. While we're on vacation.
All of you know MohoCon's coming up. So if you haven't, registration is almost done. And by the time this episode airs, it could be done. And I'll be sad if you guys aren't there. But if you're in the area, come say hi. Come record with me. I'll be doing that. I didn't expect this for an episode, but here's my story a little bit when it comes to writing. I started taking writing. I've always done it. I've always done pantsing, writing characters and stuff like that, and writing scenes and writing little starting books and never actually finishing anything past the second chapter. And it was kind of like what you said last week. I have no idea what I'm doing. No idea what outlining is or plotting or tropes. I just know this badass elven warrior is totally falling in love with this dark skinned girl from the Isles and it's forbidden. And And then I just go with that, which I haven't written that story yet, but one day
I want to hear that story.
It's a story of my life. Let's be honest here. White guys into the brown girl, and it's forbidden because I try to date a lot of Polynesian girls, and that is a hard family to get into. Mm. Anyhow, that's a time for that's another story too.
That's another story.
Yes. So fast forward to 2010, I joined the military. Spent 5.5 years in the army, didn't really do a whole lot of writing just because of time constraints and stuff like that. Getting out of the military, I had thyroid cancer. So that was kind of like a world event for me where it was like, whoa, like what the F, man? Like what happened here?
Right.
Got through that just fine. And that's kind of when I was like, okay, well, I'm done with the military. Like I'm in college. Like I'm going to write here and there. And that's how I got started on one of my fantasies I was working on, is I just had a character. And I just wanted to be like, hey, I want this character to be unique in some way, shape, or form. A year before I graduated college, so 2017, I booked my Writing Excuses cruise because my brother got me listening to the podcast, thought it was great and was helping me like get started. Lo and behold, May of 2018, I found out I have leukemia. And it was...
That was right before you were supposed to go on the last one, right? Before I met you?
It was my last semester of college.
Okay.
And like I was a week away from finals, and like I'd gotten sick with pneumonia, and 3 weeks later, like I still had really bad blurry vision in my right eye. So I went to see an eye doctor, man. And then he was like, oh shiz, like your retina is detaching, like you need emergency surgery. Well, I got VA healthcare and went to the VA. They're like, no, you're going to go see an eye doctor, though. I was like, okay, cool. They took a look. They did a blood test. And then all of a sudden, they're like, hey, you need to go see a blood specialist. You have a white blood cell count that's extremely high. I was like, well, I just got done with the pneumonia. They're like, no, this is like, no, it's really high. I was like, it's cancer again, huh? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, cool. So found out
through the second time.
Yeah, it's the second time. And it's like, it's a blood cancer. There's no good scenario blood cancers out there. Like, you already know, you're like, oh, F. So I spent like 3 weeks getting tested for all that stuff. And that was my time period where I was like, I don't know how long I'm going to live for. And I want to do what I want to do. And I want to do what I'm passionate about. And I, you know, I feel like I have a story I can share and I can tell. And so for me, doing writing is that way. Like, and that's when I was like, I'm going to do this seriously. Booked my writing excuses. Crews like a year ahead of time, and then it was like, man, this is gonna be so needed, like going through all that. And then also to follow up, yes, I do have leukemia. It is a CML, chronic myeloid leukemia. I take a cancer pill every day, so I did not have to do extreme chemo or anything like that. So that's good on that front for everyone out there who's wondering the prognosis. Yeah, normal life,
because the people that love Nick like I do are gonna be concerned. And I literally found this out, 2.5 days after I met you? You sucker.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're just like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm trying to piece it together, because a couple times he said a couple things like, we're like, oh, we'll take the stairs. He's like, well, if it's more than 2 flights, I'll take the elevator. I just remember you saying that. And I was like, you seem like you're in good shape and stuff, but okay, I guess you could take the elevator. No worries. And then like 2 days later, he's like, oh, that's right, I have leukemia. I'm like, could you have told me that a couple days? Not that I...
Someone...
The bottom line is, I was upset because I felt like we connected. We spent a day on the beach together, and you didn't even tell me on the day on the beach, sir. You told me after that.
Oh, you're right. No.
Yes.
Was it?
Yes, you told me that evening.
You're right. So, okay, we connected, yes. And like you and I had a really good time. That day in Honduras, though... That was just,
you know, I'm joking.
That was just something else.
Yeah.
So for me, like,
it was a great day.
All right. Going through my symptoms, my body was slowly shutting down. And I had no idea. And then getting on these cancer pills and stuff like that, I was just wiped. Like going up one flight of stairs at college, like where before it was like, yeah, I do it every day. Like it sucks, but whatever, I can get through it.
Right.
I would go up one flight and just be like, leaning up against the wall, winded, like, can't get enough oxygen. So like, it took a while to recover. Like I put on 20 pounds, still haven't lost it, and don't know if I'll ever will be able to without seriously working out and dieting. But yeah, my normal lifestyle is I've kept it the same, but like my body's completely changed. So when we were out there on the cruise, someone got sick. Like,
oh, I remember that.
You're not allowed to leave your room for any little thing, and no one's coming to clean your room because you're so sick and you have some type of viral. And I was like, oh, hell no.
What was the name of it? Eurovirus or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. It's miserable. You're throwing up. You got diarrhea. You can't do anything. Like, and because you're on a small boat, not so small, but there's only 3,000 people on there and there's only so many places you can go. Like, they quarantine your ass and you're stuck. And I was pissed because, you know, they make you sanitize your hands everywhere, and like just seeing all people over not do that. And I'm just like, you know, dude, like, I'm not trying to get sick on a cruise. And the excursions right. that we had and stuff like that, which is why I didn't opt into many excursions, because I didn't know how I was going to be physically. Like, I don't know if I can handle the heat anymore.
Well, not only that, but also you go from a potentially sanitized environment to an environment that is completely not. I mean, you might be on a bus. Like, I was like that excursion you didn't go on, dude. I was on a bus for almost an hour and a half, then on a speedboat, and then on an island, and then back again. And then, no, then walking up ruins and back and up and down and back and forth, then speedboat, then bus, then walking back to the boat. I mean, you don't know what you're going to encounter. You don't know what you're going to get bit by. You don't know what's going to be going on out there. So there's a lot of variables, you know.
I now have a permanent off and on again rash on my face since the cruise.
Are you serious?
It only affects my eyes, but yes, I get a random like rash and my eye will swell up and swell shut, and the doctors say it's some type of weird allergic reaction is what they think it is. So, but yeah,
that you picked up while you were out
there?
They
don't even know. They just it's an allergic reaction symptom. And so it's like, meh, whatever. Give me cream. It's good.
Well, man, I hope I mean, we are planning on doing this one more time. And
at least
I appreciate there are parts of that story I didn't know. You've told me most of that, but
I'm not very open about it, I'll be honest. Like my parents.
No, really? 2.5 days.
My parents don't even know, which I know a lot of you out there are like, oh my gosh, you haven't told your parent. I haven't told my mom. My dad knows. My brother knows. My uncle knows. And my little brother. And as far as my family knows, that's it. Like, my mom is the type of person when I went through thyroid cancer, like she was up sick for 3 weeks straight.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like, I didn't even tell her when I went through the treatment for that. It was like, oh, hey, by the way, 3 weeks ago went through treatment. And they're like, yeah, we figured.
Right.
And it's like, I don't want to put my parents through that again. Like, nah, it's horrible, bro.
When I know my mom, she doesn't sleep thinking when I don't call every so often, like she doesn't sleep, and she's got us, nieces, you know, grandchildren and all this other stuff. Like, I know she's not sleeping anyway. Like, I can totally respect the fact of not trying to worry her more not that you've had a handle on it, but you have a handle on it.
I mean, I get checked every 3 months. You know what I mean? Like, I take my pills every day. Like, it is what it is. Like, I'm going to live a normal life.
Yeah.
And that's where it's like, is it worth telling someone? No, right. Not really.
Well,
but
not if it's going to keep them up at night and that kind of thing.
Right.
But
you know. In certain situations, like you invite me to go walk the Mayan ruins for 6 hours. Hey, bro, time out here. I don't know if I can do that.
I'm glad you went on the way we went on, though. That was
a lot of fun.
That one wasn't too bad.
It was exhausting. And granted, the whole trip was just kind of exhausting. So I'm excited to go again. I plan on trying to do excursions every time. I'm really excited for Jamaica.
Me too. I got a really nice shot of tequila at that Mayan
ruin in Cozumel.
That was good. That was very nice. Yeah, it was like literally a dollar.
So let me bring this back around to writing, because I got off tangent there.
It's all right.
So during this whole process where I decided to take my writing seriously. And so that's when I was like, boom, going around excuses. Cool. I'm going to meet people. I'm going to go hang out. And then I'm going to look for like workshops and just start writing every day. Through my relationships through that cruise, I went to World of Fantasy, met up with a bunch of people from the cruise there, met people from past cruises that I've never even heard about there because they're like, oh, you're WXR alumni too. Me too. And it's like, cool. Like you meet a lot of people. And so just me taking that step saying, I'm committing to this big event. I'm not going to know anyone and I'm just going to go. And like, all my friends were just like, you're going on a cruise by yourself with a bunch of riders. Like, what are you going to do? Who are you going to hang out with? It's like, I have no idea. I'm just going to figure it out. Like, and it turned out to be great. I've built a lot of good relationships. I feel like if I hadn't gone, I wouldn't be riding today.
Okay. So I agree with you 100%. And I feel like, obviously, my story is very different, but at the same time, it's similar in that that was the biggest leap I've taken. All the years I've wanted to write and been a writer, I have a degree in English, I've done creative writing classes, I've written parts of screenplays, I've done lots of writing, and I love to write, but I've always made that, I've never made it, it's never made the top of the list.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. And for me, it's still not on the top of the list quite yet. And that's because I committed a little too late. I had a couple kids. I have a full-time job. I have multiple jobs.
Irrelevant,
Have multiple side projects. Yes. But
there's no such thing as starting too late.
No. But starting too late, meaning I started too late making it a priority.
Right.
Does that make sense? My wife has been asking me for years, even since I've had kids, like, are you going to keep writing? Are you going to write? Are you writing tonight? That kind of thing. And that was kind of the idea of like, okay, yeah, I should be doing that. Right. That's what but I'm taking care of you. I'm taking care of the kids. I have to coach. I've got to do this. Right. And I'm running around and that kind of thing. And I think I want to say 5 years ago or so, I recommitted a bit. And I just said, okay, I'm going to finish the book. And like I said in the last episode, I did finish my book and I was over halfway reimagining that book when I started this new work in progress. But I started the new work in progress after the Writing Excuses Retreat. And I'm bringing it back to that. The Writing Excuses Retreat was my biggest leap and in committing. Mm-hmm. And before I left, my wife said, okay, are you going to give, you know, cause I know I had the one-on-one with Maurice and that was terrifying and I didn't know who I was going to talk to. And I'm an extrovert. I can talk to people. I have no problem with that, but I was terrified to do this thing. And especially to sit down and talk with a published writer, a Black author about what am I going to bring to the table right now? You know what I mean? So long and the short of it is, I knew this was happening. She's like, are you going to bring something for him to read? I said, I'll have it, but I probably won't have him read it. And she's like, what do you mean? That's why you're going. And I said, I'm not going because I don't have enough and I don't have anything polished enough to give anybody right now. But what I want to do is learn and network and figure out what's going on in this world. And that opened my eyes to what's possible with these conventions and stuff like that. So I want to make that more of a priority and networking and talking to people like we're doing now. I'm so stoked that we started this show in that now I have not only those folks who we met, but there's this community around it that we can draw from.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And before, who was keeping you accountable? You know what I mean? Like, keeping yourself accountable is cool and all if you're a dedicated person like that with your writing. But like you said, there's other things that are going to take priority. I was a full-time plus college student working full-time. You know, like there was no way I was going to do a lot of writing and be able to be consistent about it just due to the workload. And since writing excuses, like I check in with you all the time. I check in with Jesse Grayson all the time. You know, I like that. I like being able to talk to someone and be like, hey, how's it going? How's your writing? Like, and everyone who I know that is a writer friend of mine, like, there's no issue asking someone that. Like, it's a breath of fresh air when someone asks me, like, dude, what have you been doing? Like, what's going on with it. Like, I get excited hearing about people's stories now because it's like, oh my gosh, I can nerd out with you about your own story because I don't have anyone else to talk to about it. But like, this is right. what I love and this is what I want to do.
And one of my favorite things, and you're right, and one of my favorite things about that retreat or any retreat really is the fact, this one in particular, is that you would see people amongst people vacationing or whatever. Like, one of my favorite spots where we've met a few times was out in front of that pub because that was the only place that had IPAs. And so I'd sit out in front of that pub with my laptop and I'd write and I'd be like, all right, if you want to meet up and go do a thing, come meet me here. And I'd be sitting there and I'd be writing. And then before you came over, like, two other people with badges from Writing Excuses would come by and say, hey, how's it going? You know, and I didn't have my, because they have a sticker system where it's like, are you okay to be interrupted? And I was always fine with being interrupted because I'm a social person. But every once in a while, I put it up. No, I don't. I just want to be in the zone. But it was rare for me. And while waiting for you or someone else I was waiting for, like, other people coming by saying, how's it going? And they'd sit down and we'd talk for a little bit. And that idea of, hey, so where are you at with your writing? What are you working on? How many words have you written? Are you going for, you know, this reward, this, you know, the pie today and that kind of thing and all that? I think there were enough incentives and enough camaraderie in that group so you felt like you could sit down with anybody. And it was so cool to be able to do that.
For sure. So. And that's so one of the things you guys will notice as you start networking in the community is when you meet someone new, they're always going to ask you, what are you working on? What do you write? And so, I mean, later episode, like, we need to talk about pitching. Like, you always got to have an elevator pitch. But I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Before you get sidetracked, though, I felt really anxious about the pitch part until I'd say the second day. And then I realized that I could actually just say, rather than say, what's your story about? I could say, what do you write? And I found that people were asking, what do you write? As a more general, like, not so like, now's your moment to pitch. And then you have that freak out moment, you know? And I really liked asking people that question because they say, oh, I write fantasy. I write romance. I write poetry. I write this. It's like, oh, that sounds really cool. I write fantasy and science fiction. And then as you talk, you can kind of develop it a little bit, but you don't have to come right out and say, what's your story about?
Oh, for
before you have a conversation, because most writers, a lot of writers, unless they have a very planned, ready to go elevator pitch, which we could talk about in another episode, it's nerve wracking. It's a little, there's some anxiety there for sure, in my opinion. And I personally liked having more general conversations about writing rather than what is your story about?
I agree with you. I love talking techniques. I mean, there was a few times where I did explain my current work and I did not have it as fleshed out as I do now. Which is what I did on the cruise. I was able to flush out the minor details of my world building and stuff like that. So, which was nice. But being able to talk to people about it, like, helped me develop that pitch. So,
exactly,
that's a good thing. I kind of feel like this is a ramble episode, by the way. And it's great.
But up front, this episode is more going to be us talking about how we started taking writing seriously and our commitment to writing. A more personal episode. And this episode is honestly just us talking about our commitment to what we do. And I like to think, because my writing has not been happening the last few days, I would like it to be my recommitment to writing and making sure that I have spring break coming up. Granted, I have a vacation coming up, but there are going to be moments where the wife and kids are wiped out and I will have my laptop as I always do. And I would like to do some writing while I'm gone. So
it is. I have an iPad with Scrivener on it and a keyboard. And when I go on vacation, I take that with me. And I may look like a weirdo, but I don't care. I really don't anymore.
And I have my phone. My phone has Scrivener on it, you know, so I could do that as well if I'm standing in line at the parks. Then I get an idea.
Which you will be.
I will be standing in lots of lines. So
Anyway,
man. I don't want to think about this as a rambling episode. I want to think of this as a listeners getting to know us and where we're coming from, and that we're similar to them, and that we're trying to do what they're trying to do, and we're all trying to support each other. And whether that be at a retreat, whether that be, you know, in your writing groups or whatever that is, we have to help each other. as well.
Absolutely.
And be there for each other. So
speaking of commitment.
Oh God. What are you going to say?
Oh, listeners, we need your vote.
I know you well enough, dude. I know you well enough to where when you say, speaking of, I just know there's going to be a heavy question involved. But anyway, continue.
Here's the thing.
Okay, here's the thing.
I would like to commit, obviously, if our listeners are up for it, and this is going to help me stay dedicated and whatnot, once a month, either you or I, release 1,500 words through Patreon, which for $1 you get access to everything right now. But if that is something our listeners want, I will put up a semi-polished second draft, maybe probably first draft unpolished, of something I'm writing that I'm allowed to share with you guys.
Okay.
And
I can do that.
Now, you already have a book written.
I know. And I want to start putting, I honestly, dude, I want to start putting stuff up on my website as well, like in blog form of some sort.
I'm not doing a good job at keeping up with my own blog, but I have no traffic there. So
yeah,
I'm actually kind of okay with that right now.
Well, as soon as somebody subscribes to my website, then I might think about it a little bit more. But as of right now, Patreon might be the way to go to entice some folks to support the show. But at the same time, we don't need money. We just want everybody to understand where we're coming from as well. So I will happily commit, sir.
You heard it here first, guys. We're committing to releasing 1,500 words a month of one of our writings for you guys to read.
So Patreon.
Yes.
That's the way.
So we're committing to you, as this episode has been about our personal life commitments and what made us commit to writing. We are committing that.
And I would be an ass if I didn't say that if it wasn't for my wife and her support of all the things I do, but more than anything, wanting to see me write and do what I've always talked about doing since I've known her, we'll be celebrating our 17th. Anniversary on the 13th of April.
Whoa.
Not married, but together. We've been married since 2007, so our 12th year wedding anniversary happens to fall on the same day, but whatever.
Smart.
But if it wasn't, honestly, dude, if it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't, I may not even be writing at all.
Yeah.
Someone to make the space for it and to allow me to change my schedule regardless of what I was doing. And say, well, we can watch this show in an hour so you can go write. Like, that means everything. So if you're in a relationship, if you're in a house, if you're in, you know, your roommates, whatever, like if you have people around you that support you and will give you that space, I think that's super important as well.
For sure.
So I don't want to not give a shout out to my wife, for God's sake.
No, you know, everything you've told me about your wife, sounds like she's someone that has always been able to support your passion and your dreams. So I appreciate hearing that rather than hearing that someone is beating their spouse down for writing because it doesn't make money.
Right.
Which it could be the case or it could not. I don't know. Ask Maurice.
My wife would rather me making money from writing than anything else. But unfortunately, I have enough other jobs making money to where, you know.
It's not a matter of you have other jobs making money. It's a matter of you have a certain amount of bills that need to be paid every single month.
Exactly. And children to support and everything else. So.
And writing just doesn't pay for that yet.
Not yet. Maybe one day.
So.
Hopefully one day.
Oh, for sure.
This has been Just Keep Writing, a podcast for writers by writers to keep you writing. I am at Darth Pops on Twitter and Nick is at Bright Inks. You can find the show on iTunes and your favorite podcatchers. So like and share this show with your writing community. If you'd like to share or discuss anything we talked on the show, the last week's task or whatever you have going on, you can post it on our Discord channel, Facebook page, or send it to me. I am Marshall at MarshallCarr.com or Nick at NicholasBright at BrightInks.org. You can find our writing and the show notes for each episode on our websites, MarshallCarr.com and BrightInks.org. Lastly, if you want to support the show, the best way to do that is Patreon.com/JustKeepWriting. And you can find us there and give us a couple bucks an episode and help us do what we do and we can help you.
You've got the homework done. You have a challenge up ahead of you. Now just keep writing.